Hello, and welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your co-host, Caitlin Best, and...
Nobody tosses a dwarf.
For this special episode, a famous dwarf, famous Lord of the Rings expert, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hold on, I gotta find another Gimli quote. Say the thing that Legolas says to Gimli, or to the Fellowship.
They're taking the hobbits to Isengard.
Wait, no. The thing about his bow.
A red sun rises, blood has been spilt this night.
And my axe. Wait, no. The bow bit. I'm Matthew Olson, by the way.
I don't remember Gimli saying any of that stuff.
I'm an expert in Lord of the Rings, as you can tell.
Yeah, that's why we brought you on to the show.
For instance, only an expert could tell you that on Rotten Tomatoes, in no less than three places on the quotes page for the Lord of the Rings movie, does it list You Shall Not Pass by Gandalf.
Three times, huh?
Three different times
page. I mean, it's for each of the three times that he says it. One for each movie.
In one of the times, he says it twice.
Oh, okay.
In all caps,
right.
Then less.
Right, he said it twice in Return of the King.
But then...
He said it once, and the fans were like, oh, shit, we love that line.
We love
and
that
then
line.
So for,
it's
so
very
for
good.
Return of the King, they put it in there two times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And not just for the movies. That was the fans back in Tolkien's day.
Right. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's canon just all the way down.
It's totally canon. I know because I'm an expert. You've also read all the books. You've read the...
Yeah, of course.
The... What's it called?
Silmarillion.
I was testing you, see?
The...
of course I knew what it was called.
The Gold Book, I think it's called.
Right, that one.
The other one. Yeah.
Yeah. The comics.
Mm-hmm. Read all the comics. Yeah, watched the cartoons that used to come on. Used to watch those all the time.
Shadow of Mordor, that's one? That's a mm-hmm. game?
Mm-hmm.
Right. We know everything about Lord of the Rings. Everything there is to know, we know it.
Yeah, I would challenge anyone, actually, to ask me a trivia fact.
Ooh.
That I don't know.
Really? Anyone, including me?
Yeah, go ahead, let's do it.
With the power of the internet at my fingertips?
Ask me anything. Yeah, I don't have internet over here, amazingly. So you're going to ask me something, and it'll just have to be off the top, huh?
Yeah. It's so amazing that we're just doing this over the phone, and you're just recording.
Yeah.
We
record separately, so like...
Yeah, it doesn't really matter, you know? You don't need to be on the internet.
No.
You're just going to show me a made-up Wikipedia. Okay.
Well, I have it in I have a printed version, but go ahead. What's your question?
All of our fellow ringheads listening at home, that's what they call them.
Mm-hmm.
They can play along. This is the BuzzFeed quiz, 20 trivia questions, only true Lord of the Rings. Only true Lord of the Rings will be able to answer. Is that saying like only the true lords will be able to answer, or did they just leave out fan?
I think maybe they're referring to the One Ring itself.
Hmm. Only true rings will be able to answer this.
Okay. Well, ask me the question.
Okay. I'm going to stop playing around with this command hook that I've been fidgeting with in my hand. Okay. All right. What are Durin's folk more commonly known as?
See, that's tricky because that was in the that's in the extended universe.
Oh, sorry. I could read you the possible answers. Maybe that'll make it easier.
Yeah, do that.
Hobbits from outside the Shire, dwarves, forest elves, or great eagles.
This is a fucking trick question. Because like I said, it's from the extended universe.
Just give me a guess.
And that's actually it's what ringheads call normal people.
Give me a guess though for BuzzFeed.
So muggles.
I heard dwarves, and that's correct. Wow, good job, Caitlin.
Thanks.
I'll just ask you one more. What was the bridge of Khazad Dûm? Is it Doom when it's D-U-M and it's got the little carrot above the U?
It's dumb. It's dumb.
Oh, it's just Khazad Dûm. Okay.
Yeah. That's where the man himself delivered his famous line.
You mean the bridge inside the Great Gates of Moria where Gandalf faced the Balrog?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is actually very correct.
And he delivers his famous line, stop right there.
So this week's topic is Hobbiton movie set, which is a real place in New Zealand where after the Hobbit movies were made, instead of, I don't know, like recycling all the round doors that they fucking planted in the hillside, they're just like, New Zealand doesn't have enough chill tourist attractions, like ones where you're not like bungee jumping or like fucking cliff diving. I don't know.
Is that New Zealand stuff?
Definitely some bungee jumping and probably some like hang gliding and things like that. You can get pretty extreme in New Zealand from what I understand. Hot on the heels of the Lord episode we released 2 years ago now. Also sorry for our like kind of spotty release schedule. I'm safely ensconced in my new apartment now. It's great. We're gonna pander to our New Zealand audience and do a New Zealand thing, which is Hobbiton. Caitlin, you're watching the the tourism video right now, and it looks fucking great.
God, it's so beautiful.
What I love is
that... Oh, I wish I was there.
It's actually called Hobbiton, like, parentheses movie set, basically.
Yeah. Because the real Hobbiton is on the real Hobbiton is on the South Island, actually.
I was gonna say it's in your heart.
Is that what they call it? North Island, South Island?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I've clearly done a lot of New Zealand research. Trick question, trick statement rather. No, I haven't. Because
trick statement, i.e., a lie.
I.e., a lie. Because guess what? This brain, it's only full of Lord of the Rings facts.
Right.
Okay, is that okay, what, going on inside that house?
Hold on, that's what I want to know. That's why I'm watching this. I want to know, are these real houses or is it just a door in a hill? And it's unresolved. We don't know.
It's very unclear. We're not seeing the inside of one of the houses.
There was a shot that I saw where they showed you sort of the hallway.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like there's something. It's not just a door, but I do wonder how far back it goes.
I don't think it goes very far back.
Okay. Well,
wait, but that's
okay. Well, now this is the inside of something that they're showing us.
It also has round doors.
Well, this is the cafe that they're showing us.
Just the cafe.
Look at that fucking ale.
Ooh, that ale pour though.
Look at that small man.
Okay.
Serving an ale.
Yeah. Wait. Can we comment on that? At the end of this video, they show you the bartender at the Green Dragon, where you can rest up, probably get like a Hobbit burger. And some
Whoa.
Hobbit beer.
A Hobbit burger?
Not made of Hobbits, like a Hobbit style. It's like an animal style burger, only it's Hobbit
okay.
style, which means you have to take your shoes off to eat it. So they show you this bartender, but he's just wearing like regular ass clothes and a boring vest that just has Hobbiton printed on the breast. Like... He's not LARPing for his job.
This is like a padded. Oh, it's a sweater vest actually.
You're right. It's a sweater vest.
So that's a little bit of a LARP.
Is it?
I mean, I could see a Hobbit wearing a sweater vest.
You would think if you're gonna keep the movie set up and you're gonna make it look like the real Hobbiton, which is on the South Island.
You would think they would make the employees dress up.
Yeah, you'd treat it like Disneyland, right?
Yeah.
Well. Anyway, we're going to try to get to Hobbiton movie set, and that's what we do on this show. We do the Wikipedia game. No one suggested this topic to us. We did it.
Yeah, don't even try to steal the credit from us, the real fans.
The real ringheads.
Oh, boy. Okay, I don't know how to pronounce this word. Subungchu?
Well, what's the squiggly under the C mean?
Well, in French, it means it's an S, but this isn't French, so I don't know what it means. It can mean anything.
Well,
it's a place in Baku, Azerbaijan.
Yeah.
So
cool. Let's look at their notable natives. Some guy named Nikolai, who was the People's Commissar of the USSR oil industry for 2 years.
These natives aren't that notable.
Yeah, I question it. The other guy is just a guy named Richard, who is one of the best known Soviet intelligence officers of the Second World War. So that's qualified with one of the best known, not even the best known.
And who's the best known one?
Not Richard, unfortunately.
So, yeah, definitely not Richard.
So,
okay. Well, we got to get out of here.
We got to get out of Azerbaijan for sure. Where to go?
Yeah, what's the strat here? Are we gonna try to get to Lord of the Rings, or are we gonna try to get to like tourist attractions in New Zealand?
That's I think that's the rub, ain't it? You know?
Yeah.
It could be either one. And we gotta make a decision. Just like when hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when Gandalf said, all you have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to you.
Oh my God. He really did have a quote for everything.
Yeah.
For every situation.
Imagine I was Ian McKellen saying that, and the impact would be that much more.
You can edit that in, right?
I could, but will I? Probably not. I think it makes sense to navigate to New Zealand. In which case, maybe we should do the kind of bummer move of clicking on Second World War.
You see me?
Yeah, I see you hovering. Step two, Second World War. Wouldn't it be funny if we clicked on that and it redirected to the new Call of Duty game, which is just being called Call of Duty World War II, as if they hadn't made that one like 5 times before?
Fuck, that would be such a cool prank.
If all the World War II if all the World War on Wikipedia, II links
on Wikipedia redirected.
Jesus. Oh, God.
How many World War II links do you think there are on Wikipedia?
A bunch. Like
a fucking lot, right?
Like, it's got to be in the top, like, do you think it would crack the top 100 linked?
Yeah, I think so.
Articles?
I would think so, yeah.
I would not be shocked. Definitely top 500.
Is there a list of that?
Most linked articles on Wikipedia? No. If there is, we're scrapping Hobbiton movie set and we're doing that. No, we're not, because that would be hell to navigate through.
Yeah. But
we should find out if that's an article or a list. Okay.
So we want to get to... I mean, New Zealand, did they participate in this war? I don't actually know.
I don't actually know either, but like...
Were they like, God, I'm gonna fucking alienate everyone and all of our new Kiwi listeners. Were they still part of England at that time?
I'm gonna wager not.
Okay.
All of our new New Zealand listeners can tell us, you know.
Mm-hmm. In the comments, yeah.
In the
comment section.
In the comments that are definitely on our website. Just look around for them. You'll find them eventually. Yeah, I don't know if they were part of the conflict. I mean...
Because I feel like Australia was for sure, right?
Right.
And New Zealand's like right there.
It's like right there.
It's like right there.
Yeah.
So maybe they participated in the Pacific. In that part of it.
Right, you know.
That would make sense.
Their neighborhood.
Right, sort of in their, yeah.
It's entirely possible.
Okay, this is background, and I need to find...
Participants. People who showed up.
War breaks out in the Pacific. Okay.
War breaks out in the Pacific. Scroll. New Zealand was like, yo, that's really close. We don't like it.
That's in our neighborhood.
That's near
us. Slow down.
Yeah. I mean, depending on which version of, you know, the world timeline you're living in and where New Zealand is relative to Australia, it's closer or not as close, you know.
Wait, closer than what?
Well, you know, all the Pacific front stuff is either closer to New Zealand or it's a little further away, you know.
But again, closer relative to what?
Well, it all depends on which side of Australia New Zealand's on. We've talked about this before.
Okay, so you're talking about Australia.
I'm talking about New Zealand relative to Australia.
Right.
Assuming Australia stays in the same place, which honestly, I mean, Mandela effect, who knows?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I mean, in my memory, it's underneath it, but who knows where the fuck we are?
Who knows? Maybe we could just click on United Nations, get off this whole thing, click on New Zealand.
Yeah, just take
a different,
just sort of take a sharp right turn. I like that.
I don't want to talk about World War II anymore.
Yeah, let's take this exit ramp.
All right, step three, UN.
I can't imagine not wanting to talk about the Mandela effect, but
I mean, right. it's a well we revisit a lot, but I feel like each time we do, there's like a branching point where I could make one of infinity jokes, and that's just creating more timelines. That's more of a problem, you know?
That's true, yeah.
Gives you a lot of existential angst, you know?
Yeah. That's a good point. But like, real talk, the reason it comes up so much is because I'm thinking about it fucking constantly, and like no other reason. This is not like my Mandela effect time is not this podcast. My Mandela effect time is my whole existence.
Okay. I mean, I feel like this is a new clarification on this running thread we've established.
That this is
your internal monologue all the time. Yeah. Like, did I just forget something?
Do you know what
or did
I, do you
everything
know what I
change
thought?
Around me?
So the like the French election happened like a week ago, a little under a week ago. Do you know what I immediately thought?
What?
My immediate reaction to this was, oh, thank fuck. Finally, we're in a timeline that there's one worse than ours.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess that's something.
Yeah. And that's puts a positive spin on the whole thing.
Do you think that you could just kind of train your brain, your subconscious into having this always be a sort of, you know, look on the brighter side of things reinforcement?
But then
something bad will happen and you'll be
something bad will happen and
you'll be like, uh-oh, other Caitlin just left me behind in this shitty timeline.
Yeah. Wait, no, come back. Okay.
Here's a nice what would you do if question? What would you do if you let's start basic. We'll assume same sitch. You're in the same sitch. You meet yourself. You're just hanging.
I don't want that to happen.
But with yourself, what would you do? Let's say you just had to spend a day together with you.
I wouldn't. There's no way that I would let that happen. So, I would turn around and walk in the opposite direction is what I would do.
I mean, that would be great because assuming it's just you, the other you would do the same.
No, that's not how that works. If you turn around and walk the other way, the other you is a mirror. And so they're going to turn around. It's a mirror.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the other you will also walk away and it's not a big deal then. It's just like, okay,
yeah,
agreed.
Sure. Sure. Yeah. Agreed. Also, we're not going to spend the day together. Okay.
I'm imagining like you're locked in the room with yourself and you just both kind of pick opposite corners and sit there and go like, nope.
Yeah. Where
I'm
would
out.
Just sort of put my head in my hand. If I had a book, that'd be really nice. Just sort of try to forget that the whole thing
what
was happening.
What if you're locked in a room with yourself and there's just one book?
Fucking tear it in half.
Would you take turns? You tear it in half.
Yeah,
King
and
Solomon
style. And then we'd yeah. Wait, no. Like, okay. First of all, front to like not horizontally. It would be torn in half longitudinally.
Sure, I understand that. So one of you would get the beginning, and the other you would get the end.
Yes. Yes.
Now, if you both finish both halves, does that count as
we could
you have read that book, Caitlin Best?
No, it doesn't. What would you do with yourself?
I mean, assuming I wouldn't just freak out and lose my mind, I'd probably be like, let's go do some Parent Trap-esque shenanigans.
Oh, some pranks, huh?
Let's go do some twin pranks.
Yeah.
Let's go mind freak New York City together.
That could be fun.
Together alone. Actually, isn't the title of the Steven Universe episode where there's just like a bunch of Stevens?
Mind Freak?
Yeah, Steven Mind Freak Speech City. You're right. I don't even need to finish the question now. You got it. You got it in one.
Okay. I don't know that New Zealand has a direct link on this article.
Yeah, I think we might just need to find like lists of member countries.
Yeah.
It's definitely yeah, I can part click of on, it because I can see
I
it.
I can click on member states.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's colored in green on the map, so that's how you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let's go for it. Member states. Step 4.
Okay.
Do you think at all the UN headquarters there's like one guy who's in charge of all the flags?
I mean, I think that there's probably a couple because he's got to take days off, you know?
Yeah, just to like make sure they're good. They got to have someone on backup.
Yeah, of course.
But I mean, couldn't you just fulfill that with like, I don't know, a temp?
I mean, I'm not sure what you mean by in charge of the flags, but...
just making sure they're there. Counting them.
Just counting them once an hour.
Hey, did anyone take down one of these flags? Because think about it. If it's like 5 flags, that's easy. Someone will notice if one's gone or been messed with, yeah. You know?
True.
10 flags, not that bad. My high school that I went to, it was called the...
it's called 10 Flags High.
10 Flags High. No, we had more than 10 flags. Anyway, it was supposed to be an international school. And so we had maybe, like 20 flags out there.
What,
and
just in the front of the school?
Yeah, on different flagpoles, yeah.
That's weird. That's not normal, even for an international high school.
Yeah, it was pretty showy. It was pretty unnecessary. But like that was easy enough because it was like, you know, like, I don't know, 10 columns of 2 or 3 flags, right?
Mm-hmm.
You get to 193 member states. Mm-hmm. You can't just figure it out at a glance.
True, yeah. You do have to count.
Yeah, so there's got to be a flag counter, right?
Yeah, that follows.
And he's just got to be so much faster than the guy who replaces him when he takes a break.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Just better at counting the flags. I'm just vamping super hard here while you look for New Zealand. Finally, you found it.
Okay, so here's the thing, Matt. I had already found it, and I was waiting for you to...
Oh.
I was just letting you do that thing.
Oh, okay, so it was all on me then. You were just letting me sound super dumb and talk about the flag counter, the hypothetical flag counter.
Yeah, pretty much.
Great. I'm super glad.
Oh,
awesome.
My God. Did you know that New Zealand is legally called the Dominion of New Zealand? Oh, wait, it was. What the fuck? I clicked on some historical shit.
Uh-oh, Dominion of New Zealand. Uh-oh. Caitlin.
How did that happen?
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just added another step.
Succeeded by Realm of New Zealand.
Realm?
Do we think that's the right one?
I have no idea. Oof. Oof, rough.
Okay, so we can go to...
I feel like we want the link that just says it's going to take us to New Zealand and not...
Well, yeah, but that might not... I don't think that's here.
I mean, maybe not. Ugh.
Ooh.
So I guess then it wasn't, because it was the Dominion of the United Kingdom. So, and it says here it was from early 20th century out to 47. Well, so
it was a constitutional monarchy with a high level of self-government within the British Empire. Okay.
Yeah. So your question was right, Caitlin.
Yeah.
You were right to ask, were they still part of England? And turns out they were a dominion, a realm. So now called realms. Okay. So realm is just what they renamed it when they thought, ooh, dominion, that's bad optics.
Okay. So you do see generally the country today is known as the realm of New Zealand.
It still is.
That's what it says.
That's messed.
Why is that messed?
I mean, not only is it just like a nice euphemism for, hey, England town, England place.
Yeah, England has this.
But also, it makes it sound just like baseline way more magical, which I feel like is unfair.
Well, I mean, they have two Hobbitons there.
I guess, you know? That's right. I guess that's true.
So they do have that on us.
Can hobbits magic in Lord of the Rings? This is another test question for you, because of course I know the
in
answer.
Loder? I'm gonna say yes, but we never see it in the books.
I agree.
Okay. Good. I'm gonna click Realm of New Zealand.
Nice. All right. This is step six.
What the fuck? The Realm of New Zealand is the entire area or realm in which the Queen of New Zealand is head of state. That's fucking fake. There's no Queen of New Zealand.
Okay, so should we just click on New Zealand proper?
Yeah, but I'm going to pop this open for later. Queen of New Zealand.
All right, step seven. New Zealand, for real this time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it says, actually. Right at the top.
So okay. Are they still, I mean, they've still got the flag in the corner of the flag, so are they still, I guess, independent or dependent rather?
No, I mean, so does Australia. I mean, so does Hawaii for that matter.
Wait, what?
You know what the Hawaiian flag looks like?
No. Do they have the, are you gonna looks blow like... my mind right now?
Hawaiian flag. There it is.
Whoa. That's wild.
Got the Union Jack up there in the corner.
It's like the Union Jack and the American flag fucked.
It's very much like that, yeah.
Jesus.
I don't think that's what that means at all.
I never knew that.
Okay. So we can... Media and entertainment.
It's gotta be an easy.
Okay, there
it's
it is.
Right there. There's a picture right there. Of it. That was easy. That was very easy. Step 8, Hobbiton movie set. Cool.
Wow, that didn't take us very long at all.
Yeah, despite my like weird rant about the flag guy, we spent barely any time to get there. I also feel like we did it bad because we did tack on Dominion of New Zealand and Realm of New Zealand. Completely unnecessary.
What, you mean we could have done it more efficiently?
Yeah.
I don't, but we couldn't have because there wasn't a link just to New Zealand.
I mean, maybe fair, but here's what I'm suggesting we should try, is I think we should start again and try to do the fiction route. Or okay. The movie route, you know?
Okay.
They were successful movies, I don't know if you know.
I thought they sort of flew under the radar a little bit, but
funny you say that, just like how Gandalf says, fly you fools,
under the radar.
Well, they don't have radars in Middle Earth. Oh. It's not
a thing. Thinking of something else.
Yeah. Are we ready to go for round two?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Oh wait, cool. At the bottom of this page they have more movie quotes.
Of which bottom of which page?
The page that I am not looking at for the Lord of the Rings quotes.
You're just talking about, you're using page as a metaphor for like your memory palace in your head.
For my brain. And you know what is listed in that memory palace?
What?
The boss baby.
The boss baby.
But you know what my memory palace doesn't contain?
No.
And any approved quotes from the boss baby.
Wow. That's really interesting. So you just sort of chose not to absorb that because then you'd have more room for Loder stuff.
Much like Rotten Tomatoes has chosen not to absorb the boss baby into right, its database.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Which you just remember.
Nor has my brain. Yeah, we should start again.
Okay.
I think just random article. Let's do it.
Can I just say I almost took a nap before we did this and I should have taken a nap before we did this.
Are you just not feeling up to it?
I'm just, you know, we're going to get through it, but But I'm just going to leave it at that. That's all I'll say.
Okay. Oh, boy.
Step one. This sucks.
Fallacius.
Yeah.
It's a genus of mites.
And there is a link to the Phytocidae family.
Yeah.
And there's a link to taxonomy, arthropoda.
I feel like Animalia is a pretty good place to go.
Okay. Now, Matt.
All the things.
You're a big loaderhead.
Yeah. I mean, of course. I'm a ringhead.
Right. Sorry. Excuse me. You remember how there's a big part with the big spider?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I know the name of the spider too. Just, you know, we don't even need to get into it.
I mean, obviously, of course, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So are you thinking what I'm thinking?
We get there through list of fictional spiders.
Yeah.
We could try.
That's what I'm thinking.
We could try. So you want to click on Arachnida?
I do, yeah.
Okay. That's step two, Arachnida.
God, look at these fucked up spiders.
I'd rather not.
God, you know, I don't...
Some of these aren't spiders, though.
Some of these are worse than spiders. I don't mind spiders, but I don't like what I'm seeing here.
Some of these look like spiders and scorpions fucked, which is just...
Yeah, or like spiders and scorpions and like jellyfish even.
Yeah, a number of them look very jellyfish like.
I don't like whatever this is.
Yeah, it's nasty. I would much prefer you shrank that image down in the screen. Thank you. Can we just click on spiders to get it over with? Because we're not going to get a list of fictional ones off of this page.
Can we what?
Just click straight through to spiders. It's at the top of the page.
Okay.
They're the largest in the class.
Good to know. Yeah.
Thankfully, that doesn't mean in size. If anything, I'm willing to go out on a limb and say, with a few exceptions, the spiders depicted at the top of this page for spiders, step three.
Oh, these are fine.
They're like, especially with the image shrank down, they're cute.
These are fine spiders, yeah.
One of those is definitely a jumping spider, and it's legitimately cute.
One of them's definitely waving at the camera.
Uh-huh. For sure. I see the one you're talking about. I can tell. It's very obvious. It's very obviously like trying to get the cameraman's attention, being like, yeah. Hey, take a pic of me.
Hey, look at me.
I'm a photogenic spider.
I'm a spider.
All right. Let's see about spiders in culture.
Spiders in symbolism and culture. Okay. Do we want to click straight through to cultural depictions of spiders?
I guess so. I feel like that's a little broad, but I don't see anything better.
Yeah, me neither.
All right, cultural depictions then.
Okay.
Let's go to that.
All right. So we got in literature.
Ooh.
Just
also subsection.
All right. All right. All right.
Wait. Holy shit. It's already on here. Yeah.
It's, yeah, like fourth paragraph down. Wait, what were you about to say?
Oh, I was just going to say how there's the in literature, and then there's a subsection for in comics and manga.
Manga.
Yeah. That's Japanese for comics.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know, but I was embarrassed to ask.
Yeah, I mean, if you knew as much about Japanimation and Japanese culture as I do, as a devotee... You would know what manga was.
I mean, I've already forgotten because
it's Japanese Lord of the for Rings comics. Facts.
You could tell me all day, and I'm never going to remember because the Lord of the Rings facts are just like filling my skull up, like pressing up against your sides.
Fucking memory palace is just like a hoarder's episode, and it's all ringhead facts.
Yeah, that's correct. Oh boy, can I just say? Did I tell you that last weekend when Alden was here, we had a piercing party?
I saw pictures of the piercing party.
Oh my god! And this son of a bitch that I got put in my ear just itches real bad right now.
Do you feel it itch and then you're like, is that a spider? Wait, hold on.
No, I don't do that.
You don't freak?
Because I know that it's a ring that I got put in there on purpose.
Mm-hmm. Are you doing your saltwater soaks?
I am, yeah.
Now, how are you doing that? Are you just putting your earlobe in a bowl?
I just fill up a whole... I fill up the whole bathtub with saline solution, and then I get in there, and I just hold my breath, lying there for 5 minutes.
Here's something you could do. I'm pretty sure it would work.
What's that?
You could just soak your ear by getting wet and wild in a sensory deprivation tank.
Oh, my God.
It has been over a year since I did that, and every time I think about it, the rest of the day, I'm thinking to myself, I want to do that shit again. It was so dope.
I mean, do they have that over there?
Yeah, but, like... The sensory deprivation tanks, let me tell you, the market for that works exactly like real estate, because it might as well be. It's like it's like,
I mean, it is real estate.
It's like you know, you're basically shopping for an Airbnb to kind of expand your mind palace temporarily, you know.
Right, yeah.
But it also maps to the outrageous rents in New York City. So it's just
right.
You know, you got to wait for a good Groupon.
Right.
Did I tell you that I did some research on those when I went for the plunge, as it were,
on sensory deprivation?
Yeah, and I found out that there's couples tanks.
Yeah, I did know that.
That's nasty. That's not okay.
Well, I mean, it's not the nastiest thing that a couple does.
Well, I'm saying I assume it happens in there.
I don't think that that's allowed.
I don't think it's allowed, but I think you'd be foolish to think that at least, like, it's like got to be one in five, right?
And you're telling me that I should go to a fucking sensory deprivation place to clean my ear.
Just for a single, look, the water is recycled on a per tank basis, you know?
Oh boy!
What I'm saying is, you should soak your ear, but don't get cocky and take advantage of those very cheap Portland prices I'm gonna get the extra wide tank to soak my one ear in.
Should we click on Tolkien or The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings?
This is woof. I think The Hobbit. Because they made Hobbiton movie set a permanent attraction after the movie of The Hobbit was made.
Oh, is that when they did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's go with that. How about?
Okay.
If we're going to get to this, it's going to be maybe one step shorter. Because this is step five, The Hobbit.
Mm-hmm.
Unless we've got... Hobbiton movie set right off this page. I don't know how much we're going to
save. Maybe there's a picture. All right. No great photos of Hobbiton. Okay. So we have Middle Earth in film is an option.
I mean, I feel like we should be able to just click through to the film adaptation under adaptations.
For sure. For sure.
Man, 1937. Book's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Pretty old book.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so we can click on, for instance, The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. Or we could click on Hobbit film series.
Yeah, I think we should do that. Hobbit film series. Because it needed to be multiple movies.
It had to be, because that book is so much longer than all of the Lord of the Rings books put together. It's the longest one.
And you know what else it also needed? More characters.
Yeah, that's true. With Little Finn on the cast of characters in the original format.
And you know what it needed?
Mm.
Benedict Cumberbatch. Did I say that right?
True. I think so.
Let me try that again. Benedict Cumberbatch?
You know, I think that's one of those words. It's just like we're never, you and I are never going to be able to say that right. It's like this, like, what is this? I'm going to highlight this British word.
Okay.
What does that say? Can you read that?
Leicester?
Yeah. Like, I think that there's like a, you know, just.
Or maybe Leicester.
Leicester, Leicester, Leicester.
Ooh,
like we don't know.
Leicester sounds pretty good too.
Like we just don't know, you know.
Now, do you say, what about right up above that? Is that Courtney Place or Courtney Place?
Courtney Place is what that is.
Oh, okay. Wow, I'm amazed that you broke into that before I did.
Are you?
Hello, hello.
You have to stop.
Bet you missed me, didn't you?
No, not really.
All right. Fair. That's very fair. No one misses that.
Okay, I'm trying to find where the thing was filmed.
Filming locations. Okay. 4.1.
There we go. Hobbiton. Now here's the problem.
Uh oh.
That's the fictional location.
Oh no.
Wait. I think that if we click it.
Yeah.
Okay, but here's the question. Do we click any of these real places? Waikato, Mata Mata.
No. I think what
we click on Hobbiton.
I think we got to see if Hobbiton movie set is linked later on down the page.
Okay.
But otherwise, if we click Hobbiton and then to Hobbiton movie set, it will also have been 8 steps and it will have been pointless. Except for all the good jokes that we've made and all the other Hobbit facts.
All the fun we've had.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not seeing it down here. I am seeing a section called Reaction to High Frame Rate.
Oh yeah, I mean, people hated it, right?
Yeah.
People are just like, this is too real.
It's too crisp. It looks too much like, it looks more like my reality than my reality does.
If I wanted the Hobbit movies to feel this real, I would just go to the Hobbiton movie set and I would have an old man wearing a sweater vest give me a nice beer.
Right. Yeah.
This is so frustrating that it's not.
This is not going to work, but we're going to have to click Hobbiton.
It's not going to take us to the movie set. It's going to take us to fictional
Hobbiton. I know that, Matthew.
That's very frustrating. Step 7, Hobbiton.
Or it might take us to the real town in New Zealand.
Wow, it just takes us to the Shire, which is even bigger than Hobbiton. Oh boy.
Okay. Oh boy. Look at this fucking Oregon Trail ass map that someone made and put into this article.
Yeah, can we get a fact check on this map of Bag End?
Seriously. Like, rather than like there's surely a drawn map and that exists in
the books. Yeah, there's gotta be.
And instead of using that, they went into fucking MS Paint and drew a series of dots and triangles and labeled it in, what is this font?
Let me look.
Is this like the default font that would pop up when you would open, when you'd start your Macintosh in the year 1998.
It looks heavily like default computer font.
Yeah.
Well, you know what I gotta say about this map?
What?
Even the smallest person can change the course of the future.
Yeah. Just like, that's so true and applicable.
Just like Galadriel says.
Right, yeah. Love old Galadriel. Okay, so
hey,
this is
you
frustrating.
Know what? Just like Legolas says, we must move on. We cannot linger.
This is really frustrating. What I've just found, which is the same fucking picture that was the link that we found before was in a caption to this picture that I'm looking at right now, and there's no link anymore.
Yeah, not on this page.
It says Hobbit holes as they were filmed in Mata Mata, New Zealand.
So we did worse this time, despite having gotten some excellent early luck off of the cultural depictions of spiders. Yeah. Harsh.
Yeah, this is over.
Well, it was nice while it lasted.
Who said that?
Samwise Gamgee.
Right, of course.
Of course, like
that was a test.
Nice, yeah.
I mean, I knew that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. So we'll just say we got in 8 steps and then we failed and fell flat on our faces. Just like Frodo almost failed to destroy the ring, but he didn't. He got it in there because Gollum did a bad. I was also going to say, I knew this, the answer to this before you even like popped open the tab.
You knew the answer to who the Queen of New Zealand is.
Yeah, it's just Elizabeth. It's just dear old Liz II.
It's our girl.
Like
dear old Liz.
That makes sense.
As they call her.
They probably, when they're running through all her titles, they probably rush super quickly past like all the other places she's still queen of.
Right. The Australias and New Zealands, the Canadas.
Yeah. Yeah. It's probably like the bad symptoms and side effects of like drugs
right.
in an ad. Yeah.
Right. Right. It's a lot like that.
Anyway. Any other questions about the monarchy of New Zealand? Or are you sated?
I've satisfied my curiosity.
Cool. Caitlin, where can people find you on the internet?
People can find me at Best Best.
Why have you
Twitter?
Zoomed
Sorry.
Into this old man's face?
I just got distracted by this guy's face from the video. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Best Best, BESTKABEST. And you can find the show on Twitter. It's at Get to That. And you can also find the show on Facebook at facebook.com/CYGTT.
Yep, those are all the web homes that matter for the show. I am Matthew Olson, as always. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. Spell it right. And I guess in terms of other plugs, I don't know, it's like 9 days away from the new series of Twin Peaks. So when that happens, my other podcast, Twin Peaks Peaks, will be covering it. So that's neat. You'll be able to listen to me talk about something other than Lord of the Rings, which is, of course, my first and best love. But, you know,
it's nice to give people a chance to, I mean, like for once, let you talk about something else.
You know what it is, Caitlin?
What?
It's that I just really love fictional universes that are really heavy on the trees.
Yeah. Like Endor.
Yeah, I could fuck off the rest of Star Wars.
Yeah.
Those little Ewoks.
Love those little guys.
Also Kashyyyk, home of the Wookiees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to go to the EU for that.
The two best films in the Star Wars series, number 6 and number 3. Those are the ones I like the most.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess Yavin, like where the rebels
were.
That's
true. Were. It's got a lot of trees also.
Yeah, you just don't get to spend much time with them. You just kind of see some X-Wings
interior.
Zip over them. Well, I'll reassess A New Hope later. That's it. I think I'm fresh out of questions.
Oh.
Wait, no, I'm not. Hey, Caitlin.
Yeah, what?
Do you know what manga is?
You know I don't.
It's Japanese for comics. I have another question on top of that, actually.
Okay. Yeah, what's that?
What kind of creatures are the spawn of Ungoliath?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay, one last question for real, though, this time.
God damn it.
Caitlin, what if technology bad, though?
Oh.